קום סאונד טרסים גימל. שבת מבורך בוי פי הגופן, אבל קויש וקויש יתנו, לפי ישו כנימלך. The place where it's not clear that the Shamash is going to get a second cup of wine. So in a stam, he's not expecting to get a second cup of wine. And if he gets a second cup, he has to make another bracha for a biagofen. If Machatchila, he said beferish, or thought beferish, that just in case he gets another cup of wine, he wants his bracha to go on that, it works. Yeah. Today, we generally don't have these tabashim oshim. Ubracha achroina eino mevorach ela vasoif. In bracha chai, you make it at the end of the meal. In itself, the bracha called prusa prusa, in yesh odom choshev v'sude. That which you say, that he makes a bracha on every cup of wine or every slice of bread that he gets when it's not adam choshev. But if there's a choshev person, a person that's the type of person that makes sure that everybody around will get the full amount that they need for themselves, so we can assume that the chetchila, they were planning to give him the full meal. Shidish isn't look called tokami pas. In ein adam choshev v'sude, tell the bracha called prusa prusa kamar al yayin. It sounds here that the odom choshev works for bread and does not work for the wine. Yeah. Everything is totally on the nature of the host. Yeah. And the Ramah says, Shnayim she'yorkun b'yachad, Hashamash oyfel imoyim b'loy netilas v'shut, eshistafel v'zimun. The two people are eating bread together, then he doesn't have, the Shamash does not have to have v'shut to eat bread, because it's assumed that they want to have a zimun. You see, it's an important thing if you can arrange a zimun to have it. Kuf ayin siv alef. Ein masichim v'sudin shem yaktiv korna l'veshet. One should not talk while he's eating, because he may choke on the food. If you would pay attention to what is necessary in order to swallow something, you may never put anything in your mouth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us even without us paying attention. But to talk and complicate things while you're eating, that you're not allowed to do, that's a sakana. Yeah. Between one course and the next course of the meal, one is allowed to speak. Yeah. It's a mitzvah, dafka, to learn Torah on every meal that you eat. It says that a shulchan that they didn't say different times, like zivchei mason, like a person's worshiping his stomach instead of a kodesh bochum. One Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shalom Kodesh, should learn a Mishnah, a loch, a kodesh, sefer musa, something like that you can absorb in the course of the meal. The Berurah of Mosen itself is not enough for this idea. He says at least should say some mizmor. Mishabu brings us a good thing after Amrita to say Shemroi Lo Yatzo, because it's both a Divrei Torah and it's Tefillah on one's food, that Hashem should watch over him to always have food. Afilu Nis'atesh Vasuda also Leimah Lo Yasute. Even a person sneezed, normally you say Labriyot, Gesundheit, whatever you want to say. During the meal, one shouldn't say that if he's in the middle of eating. Someone went to the bathroom to urinate, so he washes, when he comes back, he washes only one hand. If he didn't touch any of the areas, or he didn't touch the urine itself, then if he used both hands, then he has to wash both hands, but he only used one hand to dry himself off, then it's enough to wash one hand. Yeah. And he should wash his hands in a fashion that people see that he washes his hands so that they shouldn't be choshev that he didn't wash it. If he went to the bathroom without touching himself in those areas and not touching the urine, he doesn't have to wash his hands at all. Yeah. If he didn't touch anything that has hands, not clean. The person went to the bathroom from the toilet, then he has to make a bracha, and he has to wash his hands. Even if he didn't touch it, come on, he generally doesn't have to touch that area to wipe himself, but he has to wash his hands, and a lot of achrayim hold that he has to make a bracha on Tiras Yitzayim when he comes back. Continues, if he's coming back only to drink, then he should wash his hands in front of everybody. But if he's coming back to eat, then everybody knows that he washes his hands because he's planning to continue eating. If he doesn't have to wash his hands in front of everybody, then maybe he did and he never died. But ultimately, everybody knows that nobody would eat without cleaning his hands before washing his hands. A long conversation outside of the suit. He left the area of the suit and had a long conversation. It was Masiach Das from washing his hands. Then he had to do it in Tiyos Yudam again, since he was Masiach Das. Okay. Ramoses, Vodam, Ina, Nitil, Vishti, Haina, Besecha, Suda, Nechashin, Lashem, Yoicha, Abulav, Hochi, Ein, Tzoch, Nitil, Vishti, that which we need, Nitil, Vishti, is, when he's in the middle of a meal. You wash that hand, because we're concerned you may eat. But, if, you're just drinking out of the Suda, you don't have to.